In a packed and overcast St. Peter's Square, the Pope told pilgrims that his journey marked a new phase in relations between the Holy See and Great Britain.
And I wish to send my affectionate greetings to all those I met and those who contributed to the visit through the media during four days, which have begun a new and important phase in the long-standing relations between the Holy See and Great Britain.
He said the trip to the UK was an official visit and at the same time a pilgrimage to the heart of history and of today, during which he spoke to the hearts of the people in the UK and they spoke to his, proving that Christian heritage is still strong and still alive in the nation. He then went on to retrace the highlights of the four-day trip, beginning in Edinburgh, where he was warmly welcomed by Queen Elizabeth.
Later that day, I celebrated Mass in Glasgow in the presence of many bishops, priests, religious, and a great concourse of the faithful against the backdrop of a beautiful sunset at Bella Houston Park.
Next, his arrival in London, where on Friday 17th, he visited St. Mary's University College and spoke of Catholic education, pointing out the importance of faith in the education of mature and responsible citizens. His recommendations to young people not to pursue limited objectives, contenting themselves with easy options, but to aim for something greater. There, on the grounds of the college, the Pope also met with representatives of other religions, where he repeated the unavoidable necessity of honest conversations, which he says requires the principle of reciprocity in order to be fruitful.
Later, I had the honour of calling upon His Grace the Archbishop of Canterbury, who has come on several occasions to meet me in Rome. Our meeting at Lambeth Palace, in the presence of the bishops of the Church of England, was very cordial and fraternal.
Later in his audience, the Holy Father returned to the theme of ecumenism when he called for prayer for the success of the current plenary session of the Joint International Commission for Theological Dialogue between the Catholic and Orthodox Church. This session is discussing the role of the Bishop of Rome in the Universal Church, with particular reference to the first millennium of Christian history. On Wednesday, Pope Benedict said obedience to the Lord Jesus, as well as consideration of the great challenges that present themselves to Christianity today, force us to engage seriously in the cause of restoration of full communion between the churches.
I then crossed the river to Westminster.
Returning to his visit to the United Kingdom, the Pope also stressed the unprecedented opportunity he was given to address both Houses of Parliament, the celebration of Mass in Westminster Cathedral, with a liturgy he described as evocative of the best of the English musical tradition in the celebration of the Roman Rite, as well as his visit on Saturday afternoon with the elderly residents of the Poor Clare's residential home, St. Peter's in Vauxhall.
There I also had the chance to thank and encourage those charged with the safeguarding of children in Britain.
But, concluded the Pope, the culmination of his visit was the beatification of John Henry Newman, an illustrious son of England. The vigil for the beatification itself in Hyde Park on Saturday evening left a profound impression on the Holy Father.
That evening I participated at a beautiful vigil of deep prayerfulness and stillness at Hyde Park with tens of thousands of the faithful.
And finally, Sunday, a great moment of deep personal satisfaction for Pope Benedict XVI as the Church celebrated the blessedness of a great Englishman whose life and writings he has admired for many years and who has come to be appreciated by countless people far beyond the shores of his native land.
Blessed John Henry Newman's clear-minded search to know and express the truth in charity at whatever cost to his own personal comfort, status and even friendships is a wonderful testimony of a pure desire to know and love God in the communion of the Church.
Pope Benedict concluded, "His is surely an example that can inspire us all." I'm Emer McCarthy.